With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Had it gone as planned, Josh Wyatt's wife Becky and their three young children would have been outside Marathon Sports when the first explosion blasted the storefront at the finish line of the 2013 Boston Marathon. Wyatt himself was on a plane, hoping to land and join his family as they cheered a family friend who was running the race. Their plans changed and they weren't there that day. But Wyatt did run in Monday's Boston Marathon and recorded his personal best in a marathon that was marked as a special significance. Wyatt is the pastor at Charles River Church in Boston, where he and his family have been caring for those tragically affected by the events of 2013. Wyatt planted Charles River's church in 2012, and it had about 40 members when the bombing occurred. Today, they have about 280. Every Sunday is a good Sunday for a follower of Jesus Christ to be baptized. This past Sunday was known as Baptism Sunday across the SBC. It was a day for churches to talk about the importance of baptism and why followers of Jesus should be baptized. The celebration was shared among churches of all different sizes and ethnicities. You can join us as we celebrate God's faithful working in His churches by reading the full story at our website, baptistpress.com.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a piece in the Baptist Press Toolbox, Lifeway President Ben Mandrell shares some leadership mistakes he's made over the years. See if you can relate. First, misinformed promises. He says, while we should be committed, we need to be careful to avoid committing beyond where we can truly promise. He says another is expectations of grandeur. Mandrell says a leader should be careful to make sure expectations are within appropriate limits. He says giving fear control is another area where he has struggled. We all have a critical voice in our head, he writes. It's important to not let that voice control what we do and how we see ourselves. You can read his full piece at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our newsletters that come from our toolbox and from other stories at Baptist Press. They focus on discipleship, missions, leadership, and public policy. You can sign up for them for free right now at baptistpress.com.